Our special guest today at the top of the hour, Rebecca Long. She has a brand new album out, Here I Am, doing pretty well on the charts. I had a chance to visit with Rebecca down in North Carolina just not long ago, about a month or so ago. You're going to hear Rebecca talk about her album and what went into getting all those songs on there. Interesting discussion. I've been a fan of Rebecca's for a long time. Used to start every summer season with her version of Loudon Wainwright, the swimming song. She really, really kills that one. Kills all the songs on her new album, too. Please enjoy Rebecca Long on Unreal Bluegrass. I'm very happy to have Rebecca Long here on Unreal Bluegrass. Rebecca, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
I'm so happy to finally get to talk to you. I've been a fan of your music. When was it that you recorded the swimming song?
Two, 3 years ago.
It was a while. What we're talking about, we're going to talk about Here I Am, your new record, which is doing so well.
Yes.
And I play it often, and
Thank
I say
you.
That with my hand,
yes.
right hand up. I'm telling you, it happens all the time. But a couple years ago, you did a version of Loudon Wainwright's Swimming.
The swimming song.
Swimming song.
Did.
And I play it when summer starts every year. To me, that's my go-to summer song for the broadcast. Because it's just, you just nailed it. You knocked it. And I'll tell you this. People used to contact me when I had an open forum where people could contact me. They loved it. And they
said,
that she can sing.
I got that song off I technically got it off Lizzie, but we found it on a version on it of the Earl Scruggs Review, I think, did it.
Okay, yeah,
and I
you're
think
right.
it was the boys were singing
yes, they
it,
were.
Or maybe, and I think they also had a version where Loudon sang it with them.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Yeah.
I forgot about
yeah,
that. You're
so
right.
that's where I got it from, and
well,
I've just always loved it.
It's a great song. There's so many. Well, we don't want to talk about Loudon Wainwright, but you obviously knew what you were doing. But Here I Am, as I ran into you today without a real collision, we didn't hurt each other. But I've played a lot of your songs already. As a matter of fact, I have one I know in a program that is going to air tomorrow and Sunday. But by the time people hear this, it'll be over. But the fight is time.
Yeah, I love
mean,
that.
That's a great.
We cut that. You know, we were in the studio before Merle passed.
Yeah.
But with all the exciting stuff that's happening in the U.S.
Yes.
As far as our picks.
Yeah, I know.
I've always loved the song, but it just seemed like a great.
It's great.
Great one to record right now.
It is.
You know, back when he wrote that song and recorded it, I'm sure it was the same kind of ridiculousness.
I'm old enough to remember those times.
Yeah.
I know why he wrote it.
Yeah.
We can talk about that another time, so I understand why.
Yeah, and so I think it's funny that it still applies today.
It still applies. That's
yep.
so much of what it is. Well, let's talk about what's the song, by the way, you mentioned?
Ain't Life Sweet.
Okay.
Yep,
right.
Ain't Life Sweet has hit. Creeped in onto the Bluegrass Unlimited chart. It's my first charted song ever.
Well, I'm glad.
In at number 30 right now, so
hey,
I'll take it.
It'll go up.
I have you guys to thank for that.
I contribute to it. Thankfully to, I want to say Lee Dempsey.
Yeah,
compiles those things, and every month he reminds me, get your list in, and he gives me like two or three false dates, because I'm always like, I'll get the last one, I'll probably get it in. So he puts all that together for you. That's why people hear about you. So tell me a little bit about the album. I've heard it and I've played bits of it, but as we're sitting here talking,
well, since you mentioned the swimming song two or three years ago, that's when I actually started trying to put a solo record together, and I've grown up listening to everything. Bluegrass, rock, the older rock and roll, stuff like that. So I like to mash all that stuff together, and so I consider the last two or three years artist development. And then I found Donna Ulysses, who produced this project for me, and
I'm surprised Donna's not here, because you guys are always together.
She had to go do some educational school stuff on songwriting.
That's made up.
And I'm a nervous cat about doing anything new, and so this is new for me. So they booted me over here and told me I had to grow up.
That's all right. So Donna, I love Donna. You listen. She produced this for you, and
she did.
So you're talking about the fact that you did record this Merle song. You know, before it passed, but so how long were you putting this together?
Roughly. the first song I ever co-wrote was with Dixie Hall, and that was on the Daughters Project called I Can Make It Happen. And I never showed any of my songs to anybody, and I had met Donna through the Daughters of Bluegrass stuff, and then I got brave. So I sent a couple songs to her, but we didn't really get to it then. And then the day that Dixie passed away, Donna was actually the one that called me that morning. I had not gotten... They had not gotten a hold of me. Donna,
you knew Dixie really well.
I did. Yeah. Dixie, yeah. She meant a lot to me. Yeah. So, but Donna called me that morning, and after I got off the phone with her, the melody for the song on here, Sweetness Dixie Dean, started coming to me, and I got stuck on it. And so I sent it to Donna, and then ended up going to Florida with her and Rick to Flagler Beach for a songwriter's workshop, and they finished co-writing that song with me. And so that is actually the first official song that was written, and that we went into the studio and cut it as a single, and then we liked what was happening, and I liked how she produced, helped me with all that. And so I said, why don't we just...
Let's do some more.
Yeah. So we wrote 6-7 more songs, and she produced the record. And that's how this has happened.
It's, I'm looking at... I want to make sure I get the label work. I've got it now, and I had it off of AirPlay Direct. But tell me a little bit about where people can find you and find this.
I have a website. It's RebeccaLong.com, but the album itself is available everywhere, iTunes, Amazon.com.
Where fine records are sold.
We're all fine. And I think, let's see, iTunes, CD Baby is the other one. And, of course, you can go to the website or just write us or call us.
Tell me some more about some of these songs, because although I played them, and I know you were just mentioning Sweet Miss Dixie Dean, that's the one that's cracked the Billboard, correct? I mean,
actually, Ain't Life Sweet is the one that...
Oh, you used the word sweet twice.
I did. It's repetitive.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell Donna. She doesn't like it when we repeat stuff.
Tell me some more about this. I'm always curious about singer-songwriters and the selection of the songs. I can't write songs. I don't know anything about it. But so when you're thinking you've got 13 songs, what do you put into choosing these songs for?
Well, we wrote 6 or 7 of them, and because I'm a new solo artist, Donna really helped me find my place vocally. So we really worked on that. She worked with me on my singing and finding keys and stuff. And I picked, out of all the cover songs we did, I wanted to do the Tom T song, I Wash My Face in the Morning Dew, but Donna picked all the other cover songs we did, except for I Know This Town. I'm a Bette Midler fan, and Bette Midler cut. So those are my two, so I take it back.
Not bad. Listen, you're going from Merle Haggard to Bette Midler.
I've loved Bette Midler since I was a little girl. I'm sorry, guys.
All right.
You're probably going to get more Bette Midler.
No, it's fine. I think it's great, because I happen to think that... in bluegrass and music of that, but you need to borrow from other things.
Yeah.
And if it's good,
well, it doesn't sound anything like Bette Midler's version.
Well, I know,
melody,
but it's yours. But it's your version, but it was her song, and you get to reinterpret them. And I think that's the key. To me, I'm not an artist at all, but to me, that's the key. If you can find great songs which exist everywhere, and do what you're doing in this album, and then make them sound like you.
Yeah, and Donna helped me with that, and of course the guy Scott Vestal engineered and played banjo, and I mean, I had Mike Bubb and Justin Moses, did I say that right? Yes. And Mandolin Player of the Year, Jesse Brock, and Dustin Benson.
A lot of likes.
Probably.
A lot of likes.
And, I really had to tell them what to do. No, they're great guys, and they really gave it.
Well, you must be really happy with this.
I am. And so we're actually going in. I was so happy with how everything worked out. We're going back into the studio in just a few weeks. We just got confirmed on our dates today.
Are you really?
We are.
What's going to be the, don't give anything away if you've even thought about it, but what's going to be, are you going to try to follow this up? What are you going to do?
Well, obviously, you always try to beat your last one.
Yeah.
You did. So we've written, Don and I have been co-writing all year. We've got quite a few songs to choose from,
right.
So we'll probably have those, and then a couple more. I've been listening to stuff, some obscure, weird stuff to to bring to you bluegrass listeners.
So not Bette Midler, but just other obscure.
Oh, there might be a Bette Midler. There probably be a Bette Midler song in there. You know, I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan too.
Do that.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have a Fleetwood Mac.
Do some of that and make it your own.
I've got some other crazy selections for you guys, and I can't wait to see how it.
Do you feel like has Donna opened up a songwriting thing for you, or
as what? Far as a Yeah, I'm still such a newbie.
But still, you got to start somewhere. So
right.
I get the feeling that Donna, and of course you're friends with her, but
right.
But has she helped you discover?
She's definitely my mentor, and
okay.
She's a good mentor to have. And I'm a lucky gal. I've got the best. From the start, I've had the best songwriters in the world helping me.
You know, you can either consider yourself lucky or number one. You deserve it, and you take advantage of the opportunities when they arrive.
Right, right.
You know, it's not just luck. It's because people like what you could do, and they come to you, and you recognize
it. She keeps telling me that.
Well, listen to her. I think she's right. I think she has great judgment. So, well, I'm real excited to get to finally talk to you. I've seen you around, and we've run into each other, and last year you put me on some live Facebook thing. Donna were. So I'm real glad to get this and get a chance to talk to you.
Well, thank you,
I'm looking forward to the new one, too, and this gets a lot of airplay, and it will continue to do so.
Yes, thank you. I have to thank you guys for that. So you're making it happen for me.
My question always is, are you having fun?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When do I not have fun?
Well, this is great. Rebecca Long, thanks so much for stopping by. Here I Am is the name of the album, and we'll have a new one probably next year. Maybe. It'll come out. That's good. That's good timing. Are you traveling around behind it or performing?
A little bit right now.
Right now you're waiting.
But I do plan to tour. Start really hitting the dates.
Well, we'll look for you.
As soon as I can. And when
you start doing that, they can probably find you on our website.
Yes, I have a website, and I do some stuff with Donna here and there, and just select dates right now. I'm a newbie.
You're not a newbie. Stop saying that. You've been in the business and around the music forever, but you're saying you're a newbie.
I'm stepping out from behind the glass.
As far as doing Rebecca Long and your name on them, that's the newbie part.
Everybody gets to see me. Not the other me.
Well, this is great. I want to let you go because I know you got stuff to do here, but appreciate you so much coming by.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.